Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher, but this show is a part of my more modern and family-friendly Christian faith-based ministry. Today's read-along will be from the book of Ezra, beginning with chapter 5, verse 1. It's Ezra, chapter 5, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shopping Lounge News. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Everyday free shipping with your $40 purchase. Begin now. Sell Avon with my sales team. Startup kits are just $15 with required biweekly sales orders. For an auto shopping consultation with me, you may email charlenestevensdesk@yahoo.com. We remember Dick Clark today. It's also tax day. And it's Jane Levy's birthday. Tomorrow begins National Park Week. We remember LaVon Helm. And it's James Franco's birthday. And it's also State of New York's primary for the 2016 presidential candidate election. Wednesday, we remember Luther Vandross. And it's Joey Lawrence, Mignog, and Laura Sam Jill Miller's birthday. Thursday, we remember Nina Simone, and it's Queen Elizabeth II's birthday. She'll be 90. Friday, we remember Aaron Spelling. In theaters, Nina, The Huntsman, Winter's War. It's also Earth Day. So this week, I'll have a lot of topic discussions in regards to an Earth focus. For birthdays, we have Sherry Shepherd, Kathy Hughes, DJ Drama, Laurie Julie Hindler's birthday. Saturday is Tom Joyner's Foundation Fantastic Voyage. It's National Dance Week, and it ends on April the 29th. We remember Shirley Temple and William Shakespeare. Sunday. Also on Saturday, Beyonce is having a special on HBO, and it begins at 9, 8 Central. Sunday, birthdays, we have Barbara Streisand, Cedric the Entertainer, John Paul, Kelly Clarkson, Valerie Bertinelli, and Lynn Hamilton. So happy birthday to all the entertainers that are having a birthday this week. Celebrity news. Khloe Kardashian will sign off after 14 episodes of her FYI talk show, Cocktails with Khloe. The last episode will air April the 20th. Congratulations to Christy and John Legend. They had a baby girl. Congratulations to Anna Hathaway and husband Adam Schulman. They welcomed their first child, Jonathan Rosebank, March 24th in L.A. Big Brother and the Amazing Race alums Jeff Schroeder and Jordan Lloyd are expecting their first child. They quietly tied the knot March 15th. And also congratulations to Empire cast members who recently married over the weekend. Lena Dunham and Girls producing partner Jenny Koehner will launch a book imprint, Lenny, under Random House next year. Charlize Theron and Scott Eastwood have signed on for Fast 8, the next installment in the Fast and Furious franchise. Jim Carrey left a $225 gratuity on a $151 bill after dining at the Chester in New York City's Meatpacking District April the 6th. Selena Gomez's Hands to Myself hit number one on Billboard's pop songs chart. This is the third single of the 23-year-old singer's revival album to peak on the chart. Style expert Daisy Llewellyn, who starred on Bravo's Blood, Sweat, and Heels, died April the 8th of a rare liver cancer. She was 36. Let's keep her family and friends in our prayers box. Charlie Sheen is being investigated by the Los Angeles Police Department for threats he allegedly made to ex-fiancé Brett Rosing. The former star was granted a temporary restraining order against him on April the 8th. So let's keep them in prayer. Ciara and Ludacris will co-host the 2016 Billboard Awards May 22nd. The show will air live on ABC. Bruce Springsteen canceled his April 10th show in Greensboro, North Carolina, to protest the state's bathroom law, which requires transgender people to use the restroom corresponding to the sex listed on their birth certificates. All tickets will be refunded. Also in our prayer box is Merle Haggard's family and friends, the country music icon, died of complications from pneumonia at his San Juan, California home April the 6th. It was his 79th birthday. Throughout his 60-year career, the 2006 Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award winner inspired artists and listeners alike with songs about poverty, family struggle, and heartbreak. Many of his 38 number one country hits were drawn from a difficult childhood in Bakersfield, California. The king of outlaw country, quote, Haggard bounced in and out of reform schools and was jailed more than a dozen times. Haggard's passing shook the music community. Many grieved on Twitter while honoring his legacy. Quote, Merle was a pioneer, a true entertainer, a legend, end quote. Carrie Underwood wrote, quote, there will never be another like him, end quote. Pausing for a moment, there was another entertainer who recently canceled their show, concert. I was hoping to provide you the information. Pearl Jam has canceled their North Carolina concert as a stand against prejudice. This was just announced on Twitter over the anti-LGBT law. Okay. In a prayer box, again, we have the names listed or announced. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all that negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Repeat, deep breath again, and slowly exhale. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation, in Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from the book of Ezra, our new book of read-alongs. Beginning with chapter 5, verse 1. Ready? Let's begin our read-along. Then the prophets, Haggai the prophet, Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. Pausing for a moment. Now remember, Jerusalem was a bad city back in the day. They was acting up in Jerusalem. That city was hellish. And with them were the prophets of God, helping them. At the same time came to them Tatniah, governor on this side the river, and Shethar Bozni, and their companions, and said thus unto them, Who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Who? Verse 4, Then said we unto them after this manner, What are the names of the men that make this building? But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews. They could not cause them to cease, till the matter came to Darius, and they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter that Tatniah, governor on this side the river, and Shethar Bozni and his companions, the apostates, which were on this side the river, sent unto Darius the king. They sent a letter unto him, wherein was written thus, Unto Darius the king, all peace. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judah. They went into the province of Judah or Judea to the house of the great God, which is builded with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls. And this work goeth fast on and prospereth in their hands. Then asked we those elders and said unto them thus, who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls? We asked their names also to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. And thus they returned answer, saying, we are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded. But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus, made a decree to build this house of God, and the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought them into the temple of Babylon. Those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor, and said unto him, take these vessels, go, carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in his place. Then came the same Sheshbazzar and laid the foundation of the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. And since that time, even until now, hath it been in building, and yet it is not finished. Continuing with verse 17. Now, therefore, if it seem good to the king, let there be search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. Continuing with chapter 6, verse 1. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls, where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. And there was found at Akamatha, in the palace that is in the province of the Medes, a roll, and therein was a record thus written. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king, made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be builded, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid. The height thereof 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 60 cubits. Which three rows, three, biblical meaning, one for God, one for the Holy Spirit, and one for Jesus, with three rows of great stones and a row of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house. Verse 5, and also let the golden and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple, which is at Jerusalem, and brought into Babylon, be restored and brought again into the temple, which is at Jerusalem. Everyone to his place, and place them in the house of God. Now, therefore, Tatnai, governor beyond the river, Shethar Bozni, and your companions, Ken,
the Ephesites, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence. Let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. Moreover, I make a decree, what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's good, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered, and that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs, for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests, which are at Jerusalem. Pausing for a moment. How can it be, folks, listeners, how can it be that Jerusalem, the main city, the hellish city, was where you could find the priest? Well, my Bible tells me that when you have evilness around, then there will be some of the evilness. So can we say that back in the day, during this time in Jerusalem, the hellish city, that there were also hellish continuing? Let it be given them day by day without fall, without fail, that they may offer sacrifices of sweet savors unto the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and of his sons. Also, I have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house, and being set up, let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. And the God that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house of God, which is at Jerusalem. Pausing for a moment. So, Jerusalem was the place to be back in the day. Now we have the house of God going to the hellish city. With so much darkness, you need a little light. Amen. 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 I, Darius, have made a decree, let it be done with speed. Then Tatniah, governor on this side the river, Shethar Bosnai, and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent. So they did speedily, and the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it, according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus, and Darius, and Artaxerxes, the king of Persia. And this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year. Six is the biblical meaning of man. It was built, it was done, it was finished in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, the dedication of this house of God with joy, and offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all of Israel, 12 he-goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses, for the service of God, which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And the children of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month. For the priests and the Levites were purified together, all of them were pure, and killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity, and for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves. Pausing for a moment. Actually, in today's time, Passover will begin at sunset, same day as Earth Day this year, on the 22nd of April. And so they're participating in the Passover tradition in verse 21. Now, continuing with verse 22, and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days, seven biblical meaning completion, nothing needs to be added. Thing is completed, which needs to be done or which is to be. So in 7 days with joy, for the Lord had made them joyful, joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel. I'm going to stop right there until next time. Thus ends the reading of God's Word. We'll continue with chapter 7 of the book of Ezra. My listeners, do you notice that there are not a lot of chapters within the book of Ezra, as were in some of the earlier books that we have read aloud, such as the Chronicles and 1st and 2nd Kings and the 1st and 2nd Chronicles? My goodness, it took us a long time to get out of those books. Now we're in the book of Ezra, and Ezra is supposed to be, or is considered, the teacher. And we're really discussing that hellish city known as Jerusalem. So we'll continue with chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. Next time. Right? Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends if you are a new reader of the Holy Bible. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at charleneonline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. We also now have a Facebook page entitled New Monday Show, and you can view some of the daily posts or news feeds. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen, to the one who keeps us from going astray, we thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.